The opinions and views expressed in Dead Men Do Tell Tales and all affiliated media are Jordan and Nicole's and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of their training program or others working in the field of medico-legal death investigation. Hey everyone.
Welcome to Dead Men Do Tell Tales,
a podcast about forensic pathology related topics.
I'm Nicole Kroom.
And I'm Jordan Taylor.
And we're both pathology residents who are going into forensic pathology.
And happy 2021, everybody.
Yes. And if you hear rustling noises in the background, that's Cole. She's playing with Christmas wrapping paper.
Because Nicole and I did our Christmas exchange today, and Cole is reveling in the Christmas magic.
Yeah, so even though I didn't buy her a present, I still brought her a present.
Well, you've got several boxes and wrapping paper. What else could she want?
Yeah. Hopefully nothing, because that's all I got.
She'll survive off of that. It's totally fine. And speaking of Christmas presents, Nicole and I are going to be sharing some whiskey that my boyfriend got me for Christmas. It is this box of various whiskeys, and the one that we're drinking today is a blended malt Scotch whiskey. It's called Blend Number One. Very generic. I don't know what it's a blend of, but it's from they're all Scotches, so they're all from Scotland. It's from a distillery in the Speyside region, and I love that they all have different descriptions.
Yeah.
So the nose of this one is honey glazed nuts, gingerbread, and a sharpness mixed with creaminess.
What?
Yep. The palate is fresh floral notes preceded by peppercorns and herbs.
I feel like they had a dartboard with adjectives and they were just throwing darts at it.
And the finish is honey and chamomile flavors linger with a final pinch of spice.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's really good, but I don't get any of those things.
No, somebody takes their job a little bit. Or they're just having lots of fun.
They're just having fun.
Yeah.
But it's very good whiskey, and this one is very tasty. And over the next four episodes, you will hear us rate these four whiskeys. Scotch whiskeys, I should
say. So far, 5 out of 5 stars. Mm-hmm.
And so because we are cheersing to 2021, even though we're recording this on January 7th, so all of the craziness
and already continued horrificness to continue.
And terrorists at the Capitol the other day. But what we wanted to talk about was all the ways that people died in 2020, because we know that this has been the worst year for the vast majority of us so far. Who knows what 2021 is going to bring, but hopefully January 20th, at least there'll be a little bit more sanity up there.
Theoretically. Not although, good. You know, these first couple of days are diminishing my hope rapidly.
Yes, agreed.
So to kick it off, just going over the biggest killers of 2020 in the USA. The first one and the second one are the same as they have been for the last several years, heart disease being number one. And if you want to know more about that, listen to our episode on heart disease.
Yep.
And number two, cancer.
Yep.
And the third is coronavirus.
Surprise.
Surprise, which we also did another episode on earlier in this year, but they have some end of the year statistics. So yes.
That, to be fair, a lot of these end of the year statistics aren't perfect because it takes quite a while for a lot of these death certificates and stuff to get processed.
Yes.
So we don't have updated data for the end of December 2020, but we have a lot of projections that are pretty accurate.
Yeah. So the data that I had from the most recent CDC statistics and this recent article that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association were that by October of 2020, COVID-19 had become the third leading cause of death for persons aged 45 through 84, mm-hmm. and the second leading cause of death for those aged 85 and older. Mm-hmm. The daily U.S. mortality rate at the end of 2020 was, and this was trending on a lot of social media, equivalent to the September 11th, 2001 attacks.
And that's just from COVID.
And that's just from COVID. So about 3,000 lives every 1.5 days. Yeah. And overall worldwide, there have been 87.9 million cases and 1.9 million deaths.
And then in the U.S., there have been 365,000 deaths and 21.7 million cases projected as of the end of 2020.
Yeah. And I believe we touched on this during our coronavirus episode, but on top of this pandemic, there has been a hidden epidemic of opioid overdoses during the pandemic. And they have some preliminary numbers for that as well. So another article that was published in this journal showed that there were 16% more overdoses in February 2020 compared to February 2019. Mm-hmm. And that escalated up to 42% more in May 2020 compared to May 2019.
Okay.
And I recently did a forensics elective and I definitely saw this uptick in overdose deaths.
Yep. And it was the same in September.
Yeah.
There were definitely a lot of them.
Yep.
And what's interesting is if specific to the U.S., like I said, the projected deaths for the throughout 2020 in the U.S. is about 365,000 deaths from coronavirus alone. If you look at the projections overall, by the end of 2020, it's projected that it's going to be about 3.2 million deaths, which is about 400,000 more than in 2019, which is almost exactly even with the 365,000. Mm-hmm. So this change in deaths from 2019 to 2020, a vast majority of it is accounted for with COVID.
Yeah.
And the difference here, and again, we can't be this accurate, but it's about, you know, 35,000, which would make sense for things like the other changing factors like mental health and that type of thing. So, you know, this increased death statistics is a lot from COVID directly, the virus, but it's also the things associated with the virus that kind of all unfortunately come in with this. And the other, I think, big thing that happened this year was the spotlight on
police-related fatalities.
The spotlight on police-related fatalities relative to race issues.
Mm.
Specifically. And I found one place that showed Statista.com that said that in 2020, there were a total of 999 people that died by the hands of police. The majority of them are white, with 432, 226 black, 156 Hispanic, 22 other, and 163 unknown. Don't know what that means, but the other interesting thing when I looked at this was, and I think this makes sense, people that have died at the hands of police officers, this trend is very similar to past years. So this hasn't distinctly changed too much in the COVID era. I think that there's just been, and I'm going to say COVID era, meaning 2020 being the hellscape that it is. We've highlighted a lot of these deaths that before were happening without any pomp or circumstance. And now we're aware of it, so is being taken more note of and things are hopefully being done about it. So essentially what I'm saying is for all the ones that people have pointed out that have happened this year, it's a similar rate that's been happening the past couple of years that hasn't been as recognized.
Yes.
I think it's really important that we're recognizing this now.
Just more people were sitting at home and they were like, hey, wait, this thing is happening.
I also looked at the flip side of this, how many officers were killed in the line of duty.
Mm.
And in 2020, according to, they have this officer down memorial page that essentially recognizes all officers that are killed in the line of duty.
Hmm.
In 2020, there were 307 officers. 189 of them died from COVID.
Oh, wow.
So more than half of them died from COVID because they are often
first responders. Front.
They're the first responders. They're going to the medical issues as well as these other things. Not necessarily that police should be going to medical issues. That's not what I'm saying. But right now in the system that we have, they are going to a lot of things and they are the first responders and are exposed to a lot. The next most common for police were gunfire. 45 police officers died from gunfire and 20 died in automobile crashes.
Yeah.
Which I think is, well, remember when we had our car crash episode, we talked about how one of the leading causes of workplace deaths are automobile accidents.
Yeah.
And police officers spend a lot of time in their cars.
They do.
So, and on the streets, you know, guiding traffic and stuff like that. So,
yes, true.
So two sides of that. And then the last general one that we're going to talk about before we go through a timeline of kind of throwbacks to the beginning of 2020 that I'm sure we'll all be like, oh my God, that was this year.
Or last year.
Or oh my God, that was last year. It's 2021. I had to write down the date 2021 today and I, or yesterday. And I like almost did 2020 like a dozen times. Nope.
I reported some preliminary results to a physician the other day, and then I was looking back at my report before I sent it to my attending, and I noticed that I had put 2020. I'm hoping I corrected that. Yeah. I don't know if I did it just on paper or actually in the medical thing, the electronic thing. But
Yeah, it's going to be weird switching that over.
Yep.
Every year.
2020 was just so easy to write, too.
It was. The only thing that was easy about 2020. And the other big group that I'm going to mention is federal executions. This is something that picked up a little bit in 2020. And there were 17 offenders that were executed from January 15th to December 11th. So a little more than one a month. And I'm not going to go through and list them all distinctly, but that's something that definitely ticked up this year compared to past years. And those are people that had the death penalty and were put to death by the federal government.
So now on to our timeline of terribleness that is 2020.
So what happened when 2020 started, or what was happening when 2020 started?
So back in January, Australia was on fire.
It was. It was on fire from, I didn't realize that it started back in June of the year before.
Yeah, well,
going on for a while.
The article I was looking at to review this, because we did cover it in one of our elemental episodes, was that they always have bushfire season, which begins in June. Yes. But then technically the big spreading of their wildfire started in September of 2019. And then all of the fires were either extinguished or contained by March 4th, 2020. So lasted a good while into the month. So overall, the bushfires burned roughly the same area as the entire country of Syria.
Which is insane.
Yeah. And destroyed at least 3,500 homes and thousands of other buildings. And
I'm just going to put out 72,000 square miles. Yeah. I think that number needs to be said. The town that I lived in Vermont was a square mile. So that's 72,000 of the towns that I lived in Vermont. Granted, the town of Vermont was very tiny.
Yeah.
But still, it's insanely huge.
The town of Vermont.
The town of Winooski. The town of Vermont.
That's what you said.
Did I?
Yeah.
My town in Vermont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But despite such a wide area, it only killed 34 people.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Yeah.
I mean, happily surprised, but yes. Yeah. Crazy.
Great. Unfortunately, this also included several firefighters. Fun fact, yes. They're called fireys in Australia.
That's amazing.
I know. I was like, fairies? No.
Nope.
Fireys.
Do you want to be a fiery?
No, I don't. That's why I'm in medicine. Actually, I also learned that a bunch of animals were also affected. So for example, more than a third of the koala population is thought to have been killed.
Yeah, they said like a bunch of random species might have gone extinct because of it.
Yeah, because most affected species lost at least 30% of their habitat, which is a ton.
Yep. Well, the other thing that I saw was, you know, only 34 people died directly from the fires, but there were 445 indirect deaths from smoke inhalation. So if you take those into account, it's like almost 500.
Yeah.
Which is really sad. And the other thing that I found interesting was that by January of 2020, the air actually moved across the South Pacific over to Chile and Argentina. So they actually had effects across the South Pacific.
Yeah.
From these fires, which is insane. And per NASA, 306 million tons of CO2 were emitted.
Perfect. So great for climate change.
And the last fire ended in May of 2020.
Oh.
It actually, the fire season technically ends in March, but the last fire didn't go out until May.
Oh. The article insane. I was saying said that all of them were either extinguished or contained by March 4th.
Most of them, but not all of them. So these fires were going when 2020 started. The other thing that happened very quickly in 2020 was on January 3rd, 2020, Qasem Soleimani died by a U.S. drone strike. He was an Iranian major general that was responsible for extraterritorial military and clandestine operations. And then because the U.S. killed Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian military on January 7th then launched missiles against the U.S. base in Iraq, in which 110 U.S. troops were wounded. Nobody died in that, but because of this one death, 110 U.S. troops were wounded.
And World War III started trending on Twitter. So, you know, starting off the year with
woo.
Great news and conspiracy theories.
Yep.
And then jumping to January 26th, the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, who were killed in a helicopter crash along with several other people. And the National Transportation Safety Board eventually released a docket which revealed that the pilot, Ara Zobayan, was likely disoriented by weather conditions.
Yeah.
Yep. So, very sad. And if you want to know more about investigating mass disasters like this, you can listen to our DMORT episode.
Yes. And we're going to have a lot of famous people that have died that we're going to talk about.
Although not as many as 2019. Was that the year of...
That was the year when, like, everybody, yeah. So a lot of these will say who they are and when they died and how old they were, but we won't necessarily go into their... to detail on their cause of death.
Yes.
So Kirk Douglas, who many people know today, know Michael Douglas, his son, was 103 and died on February 5th of an unknown, undisclosed cause.
So late January, locust swarms in East Africa were the worst seen in over 70 years. And we talked about locust swarms in a different episode, but essentially when swarms happen, the insects are able to multiply 20-fold in 3 months, and each insect can consume about 2 grams of food every day. So combined, a swarm of 80 million locusts can consume the food equivalent to that eaten by 35,000 people a day. Yes. So in 2020, locusts in East Africa swarmed in large numbers in dozens of countries. And when swarms like this affect several countries at once, it's called a plague. So we had a locust plague at the beginning of 2020,
which nobody is surprised anymore.
Forecasted the infectious disease plague, I guess, that came later. So not only did it decrease or completely obliterate crops in a lot of villages, it also took a really big toll on mental health. And one expert said that the combination of crises from wars in the area to the burgeoning locust plague could result in as many as 300,000 deaths a day from starvation by the end of the year. And I wasn't able to find any articles that corroborated whether or not that was the case, but 300,000 deaths a day because of locusts.
Yep.
So had to throw that one in there.
And we are going to, just like with celebrity deaths, with a lot of the police deaths, we're going to be doing these in chronologic order. So on February 23rd, Ahmaud Arbery, who was 25, was out jogging when he was followed by 3 white men, including one former Georgia GCPD officer. And he was shot for being out there jogging and while being black.
Yep. And in a somewhat similar vein, on March 13th, Breonna Taylor, a black medical worker, was shot and killed by Louisville police officers during a botched raid on her apartment.
She was only 26.
Yep.
Kenny Rogers, who a lot of you know as an American singer-songwriter, was 81 when he died on March 20th of essentially old age. One of the few deaths that was actually just natural causes, old age. So Daniel Prude was 41. He was having a mental health episode after having some PCP when police officers arrived, and I guess he spit at them, and so they put a hood over his head and then held him down in the street, and he died of not being able to breathe. He did receive CPR and later died of complications from asphyxia, and his death was ruled a homicide.
And then jumping to April, more fires. So Chernobyl, or technically the forest around it, caught fire. And since 2003, it's been known that fires around Chernobyl release dangerous radionucleotides, so dangerous radiation particles. And Chernobyl, for those of you who don't know, was a nuclear power plant that malfunctioned and kind of exploded back in, I'm not going to pretend that I know what years it was, but back in the day. The fires in 2020 scorched 23% of the zone around it, which were the largest burns ever recorded in the area. And the fires exposed Chernobyl's firefighters to dangerous levels of radiation, more than triple the annual radiation limit for Chernobyl's nuclear workers. And the risks to the residents of the region are so far relatively low, but it's not known what impacts this is going to have on food, water, and quality of life in the area going forward. But because climate change is a thing, persistent and widespread fire is going to continue to destroy soil organics and redistribute these radioactive particles, altering the soil chemistry, leading to decreased crop yields, and then also exposing more people in the area to radiation in the future. So likely will be a cause of death continuing to go forward. And then on April 18th, 22 people were killed in a shooting in Nova Scotia in the worst mass shooting in modern Canadian history. Mm-hmm. The shooter went on a 12-hour rampage that spanned 60 miles, and in the end, there were 16 crime scenes that needed to be investigated. And the shooter was able to elude capture for so long because, in part, he was traveling in a mock police cruiser and wearing a mock police uniform.
That would do it.
Yep.
On May 9th, Little Richard, who's a singer-songwriter that a lot of you probably know, he died from causes related to bone cancer at 87. And then on May 25th, we all know the story of George Floyd, who was 46, and allegedly tried to use a counterfeit $20 bill, which led to him being knelt on for 9 minutes by police and killed.
Seems totally fair. Sarcasm. Hard sarcasm.
All of the sighing throughout this episode.
Yes.
And then on the same fire vein that Nicole went on before, California also had their worst fires in history. These started in August and actually are still going. I'll go into that a little bit later. A total of 9,639 separate fires burned, over 4 million acres burned, over 10,000 buildings were destroyed, 31 deaths were accounted to this, and 37 non-fatal injuries. I do not have the inhalation statistics that I had from Australia on this. And technically, the Dolan Fire in Monterey, as of January 5th, so 2 days ago, was only 98% contained.
Oof.
So technically, as of 2 days ago, there is still a fire that is not fully contained. And this started in August.
Wasn't that kind of a running not-so-funny joke? If you type in, is California burning, there's like a website that's just yes. It's just yes.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But yeah, it's not even fully contained.
No.
It's insanity.
Good, good, good. So then, June 1st, the government of the Democratic Republic of the Congo, or the DRC as I will refer to it from now on, announced a new outbreak of Ebola virus. So at the time, they said that there were 6 cases, 3 confirmed, 3 probable, 4 people had died. And this was while the country was also battling COVID-19 and the world's largest measles outbreak. Yeah. So at that time, there had been almost 7,000 deaths from measles and about 72 deaths from COVID. So this was the DRC's 11th outbreak of Ebola since the virus was first discovered in the country in 1976. And it was eventually declared over on November 18th, 2020. And in the end, there were 119 confirmed cases with 55 deaths.
Gotcha. On June 12th, Rashard Brooks, who was 27, had fallen asleep in his car, blocking a drive-through lane, when he was woken up by Georgia police officers and shot and killed.
Then July 17th, John Lewis, a prominent civil rights activist, died of pancreatic cancer.
He was 80. Regis Philbin died on July 24th of a heart attack, which was our leading cause of death for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So celebrities also die of heart attacks. And then on August 4th, 2020, in the port in Beirut, Lebanon, a large amount of ammonium nitrate exploded. This led to 204 deaths, 6,500 injuries. About 300,000 people were displaced from their homes, because this is a major city. And there was about $15 billion in property damage. And I keep hitting one of these things, and I'm always just like, that was still 2020.
Yeah. So much stuff happened last year. Even though it feels like nothing happened because...
Yeah.
And then on August 23rd, the shooting of Jacob Blake occurred. This was another police-related incident. He was shot in the back 7 times and is actually still alive, although paralyzed from the waist down. In the wake of the shooting, there were a lot of protests in the city of Kenosha, and Kyle Rittenhouse allegedly shot 3 men during those protests. Anthony Huber and Joseph Rosenbaum, who were killed, and Gage Crosskreutz, who was seriously wounded. And he recently pleaded not guilty to the charges.
Obviously.
And no charges will be brought against the White Kenosha police officer, Rustin Shesky, who shot Blake.
I hate everything.
Speaking of hating everything, one of, like, I don't know, one of my icons, I have all of the James Bond movies right in front of Nicole. Sean Connery died at age 90 on August 25th in his sleep of an undisclosed cause.
Oh, it's undisclosed?
Yeah. Oh. Family hasn't disclosed it.
Oh.
Which is fair. He apparently had been sick for some time.
No, that is fair. And then August 28th, Chadwick Boseman dies of colon cancer at the age of 43. And apparently he had been dealing with the illness for a while, and not many people outside of his immediate family knew. And it came to a great shock to a lot of us.
And then one of the other, I think, biggest hits to this country this year, on September 18th, Ruth Bader Ginsburg died at 87. This is one that I think got me more than most. I literally just like took a shower and cried for a bit. She died from complications from pancreatic cancer. Eddie Van Halen died on August 6th at 65 due to complications from lung cancer.
65.
If you smoke, don't smoke, guys. Please don't smoke.
To continue the train of celebrity cancer death,
yes.
November 8th, Alex Trebek of Jeopardy fame died at age 80 of pancreatic cancer. So our second leading cause of death for 2020, killing many celebrities over the year.
And then going to our first cause of death, on November 25th, at age 60, Diego Maradona, who's a famous Argentinian football, or as we say in America, soccer player, died of another cardiac issue.
Yeah.
So again, very young, but he had some pretty bad cardiac issues, and he died of a heart attack. And then on November 27th, 2020, Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who was an Iranian nuclear scientist, was assassinated in a road ambush. Per Iran, it was apparently due to an autonomous satellite-operated gun. They don't know who exactly did this yet, or at least...
They're not saying.
They're not saying who did this yet. But that was on November 27th. And I feel like we did not do much justice to the last 2 months of the year, or the last month of the year. December 25th, 2020, because why should Christmas go unscathed?
Yeah. Well, why should Christmas of 2020 of 2020 unscathed?
A 63-year-old Anthony Quinn Warner put his RV on a major road in Nashville, Tennessee, started over the speaker telling people that there was a bomb and to get away. So luckily they were able to vacate the area, and he exploded his RV with him in it. So suicide bombing. He died and 8 others were injured in the blast, but police were able to evacuate hundreds of people. So hundreds of people didn't die from this. So small favors.
Small favors in the year of 2020.
That's all that we need. We need to look forward to the little things. I want everybody to think of the one good thing that happened in 2020. Because there were a lot of bad things. And you know what keeps reminding you of the good and the bad things?
Social media.
Social media.
Social media. So, sorry this was kind of a little bit of a downer episode, but if you...
But 2020 was a downer, and hopefully 2021 will be an upper.
Okay. Don't do drugs, kids.
Cheers.
So if you like this and any of our other episodes, please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. It's how we get boosted up on the various podcasting platforms and other people learn about us.
You can visit our website at deadmendotellpodcast.com, where we link to all of our sources in our episode guide.
On Twitter, we're at deadmendo.
On Insta, we're at the Dead Tale Tales.
And our Facebook page is Dead Men Do Tell Tales Podcast.
And as always, you can send us an email through the website or directly to thedeadtaletales@gmail.com. with any questions, comments, concerns, just saying hi. We love it all.
Or pictures of cats. We still haven't
pictures
gotten
of
any
cats.
Of those.
I can send you a picture of my cat response.
And our opening theme music is Introducing the Pre-Roll by Lee Rosevere, who you can find on SoundCloud.
So congratulations, everybody, on making it through 2020. Here's to a slightly brighter 2021.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Knock on wood.
Where's the wood?
Behind you.
I always forget that picture frame is there.
And made out of wood.
Very satisfying.
So. I hope that lasts throughout the year.
Continue to reverberate throughout the year.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.